Our preschool grandson, I think he overheard the weather forecast recently before his bedtime. It went something like this. Chance of rain, maybe a few snow flurries. I guess that's all he needed to hear. Because he began to pray fervently that night. Jesus, please make it snow tomorrow. Now, flurries are barely snow, but apparently the mention of them is enough for fuel for hope, you know, and for faith, especially faith. And when he went to bed that night, his mom and dad, they prayed too, and they said, "Dear Jesus, would you please answer a little boy's prayer?" Well, the next morning, this great scene. The little guy is standing in his jammies in front of the big window in the living room, staring out at a day that was not white. It was just plain old gray. And then suddenly, there they were, the first flurries. Well, actually, flakes. He started running around the living room shouting, "Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! You made it snow!" And it kept snowing, by the way. Appreciably more than the weatherman had forecast. Not only did Jesus answer a little boy's prayer, but a little boy showed us what faith looks like. Asking God for what only he can do, then expecting him to do it. Actually watching for the answer to come. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about first snow faith. Now, our word for today for the Word of God is Psalm chapter 5 and verse 3. It's a verse we've had up in our prayer chapel for years. David says, "O Lord, you hear my voice. I lay my requests before you." Well, that's not the end of it. Here comes the faith part. "And wait in expectation." Oh, you know, I regularly lay my request before him. But how often do I go to the window, looking out for that answer, expecting him to answer? You know, you can come to Jesus and you can talk to him about something, but you can walk away and you've still got it. You haven't left it with him. You haven't trusted it to him. I've done that way too many times. See, faith works this way. It walks into the throne room of Almighty God, who we know now created and controls 100 billion galaxies. That's your Heavenly Father. But you walk into that throne room and you're all bent over. You're carrying the heavy burden that you've been carrying. But faith walks out standing tall. The burden isn't there anymore. You know why? You left it at his throne. Now, if I'm all bent over when I walk out of the throne room, if I'm still carrying that heavy backpack after I prayed about it, then I talked to him about it, but I didn't trust him with it. And that's where faith comes in. You know, Jesus made this incredible promise. He said, "If you ask anything in prayer, believe that you have received it." Now, that's past tense. You haven't got it yet, but believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Sure, the snow doesn't always come, and it doesn't always come on my schedule, but I have got a Father who loves me and who only says no if he's working on something that's for my good and better than I have asked for. I wonder how many times the answer didn't come because I didn't really believe him for it. After all, the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please him. I know who I want to be. I want to be the little boy at the window.